As we, amen, praise God, are looking at, amen, praise God, the subject tonight, access. Sometimes we, amen, praise God, do not, amen, think, amen, how precious it is to have access to God. Amen, praise God. And we, praise God, sometimes would count it as a thing of unimportance and not to be, amen, necessarily taken note of. But, amen, as the people of God, we are to understand that we are standing in a special place, amen, that God has provided for us, amen, praise God, that we might, amen, praise God, have access unto Him. And while, amen, praise God, God made a place for Moses, praise God, to, amen, praise God, stand in the cliff of a rock, or the cleft of a rock, as he passed by in his glory, amen. Yet, amen, Moses was told by God, amen, you can't look on me, you can't see me, praise God, amen. However, when I pass by, I'm going to put you in that cleft of the rock, and as I pass by, I will cover you with my hands and declare my glory before you. Amen, praise God. When man fell, praise God, in the Garden of Eden, praise God, there was, amen, a loss of a lot of things, praise God, in Adam's disobedience to God. He lost, amen, praise God, the authority as God had given it to him and delegated it to him, amen, praise God, in the place that he was. He lost, amen, praise God, most importantly, amen, praise God, a fellowship with God face to face. Because, amen, praise God, man, praise God, in his innocence and in his, amen, praise God, amen, being, praise God, without sin as God had created him, when sin came in, amen, praise God, there brought a separation between man and God. And not only did, praise God, man, praise God, get separated from the tree of life, but he also was separated, amen, praise God, from the kind of access that he had to God. No longer could he look on God face to face. No longer could he commune with him, praise God, as we might commune with a friend. Can you say amen? All of that, praise God, had been lost, amen, by the disobedience of one man. Amen, praise God. And so it was, praise God, that, amen, while Adam, praise God, could look over and see where God, amen, had placed him, but now he no longer had access. Amen, there was a tree of life, but, amen, there was a cherubim placed at the gate, amen, of the Garden of Eden after sin had come in with the flaming sword that turned every way. And because of that, praise God, amen, praise God, man could see, amen, what God had provided, amen, but he had no access to it, amen. We need to appreciate that fact tonight, amen, praise God, that provision without access is no provision, amen. If you can't get to what you need, amen, praise God, then you may as well not have it, amen, praise God. So along with provision, we also need access. Access, praise God, is most important because it provides, amen, a way for us to approach. And amen, praise God, it provides, amen, praise God, a condition under which we may approach. And while, praise God, man was cast out, amen, praise God, of that kind of fellowship with God that he had in the beginning, still God loved man and he wanted to redeem us. Aren't you glad that God loved us like that? You ought to praise him today. You ought to give him the glory because he did love us like that. But amen, access having been lost, amen, we were not able just to turn around and have access all over again, and God began, praise God, that we would again have access. And so it was, praise God, as the writer in Hebrew began, amen, to write to us. He gives us the picture of the tabernacle, praise God, that was in the wilderness. And he lets us see, praise God, in this tabernacle, amen, praise God, that, amen, God would not be accessible, amen, praise God, to everybody. Amen, praise God. When we read, hallelujah, the Timothy, amen, praise God, scripture, we hear, praise God, of the Lord Jesus standing in a line, amen, which no man can approach unto, amen, praise God, amen, that no man can look on him. Can you say amen? Amen. Jesus as God, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, prevents us from having access to him. We can't reach out and come to God, amen, as we were able to before the fall. But God loved us, and he makes ways for us. And in the priesthood, amen, amen, the temple, we see, praise God, amen, the sanctuary, the first area, praise God, where the priest came in to serve the Lord, praise God, every day they came in there, the minister, and there, praise God, that was called the sanctuary, or the holy place, was a table of shewbread, amen, with a golden candlestick. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. These implements, amen, were there in the altar, amen, of incense, but there was a veil between the sanctuary and the holy of the holies, and nobody had access to go in there, amen, praise God. But the high priest, only once a year, on the Day of Atonement, could he go in, amen, to the holiest of the holies, where, praise God, amen, the light in the sanctuary could not go beyond the veil. And so the light in the Holy of the Holies came only from the God, amen, that sat on the mercy seat between the cherubims. Amen, praise God, amen. But none of the rest of Israel had an opportunity, amen, to come unto God. What? We had no access. Amen, praise God. But thanks be to God that God came, amen, to establish a brand new priesthood. You want to give him a praise today. Can you say amen? He became to be a priest, hallelujah, over another priesthood. Amen, praise God. These would be the redeemed of the Lord. These would be those that God had brought out of darkness into the marvelous light. These would be the redeemed of the Lord that were called by God to give him praise on a daily basis. Amen. Did you give him any praise this morning? Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. But listen, amen, praise God. Amen, this high priest. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, was not like the priesthood of Aaron. Amen, because that priesthood had to replace the priest. Amen, every time one priest would die, another would have to take up, amen, the mantle of the high priest. But this priest, amen, would never die. He would live eternally. This priest, hallelujah, amen, would have no successor. Amen, none had come before him, and none would be after him. He would be priest forever, and his chain, his priesthood would be unchanging. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen, as this priest laid down his life for us on a hill called Golgotha. Amen, the place of the skull, as he hung there and bled and shed his blood. God did something, amen, in the temple. And in the temple, the veil, hallelujah, amen, was torn, hallelujah, from the top to
He provided a way of access.
Amen.
You ought to praise Him today. Take note, hallelujah, that in that place, hallelujah, where God's presence was, in the Holy of the Holies, no man could go in there. Amen. No man dare. Can you say amen? Because you would die. Amen. If you went in there, because you could not go in to the presence of God. Hallelujah. Even the high priest was designated one day out of the year. Only one day. Are you going to come in here before me? But where he came was at the mercy seat. Where he came was where the presence of God was. Where he came was where the Shekinah glory shined out.
Amen.
In the tabernacle.
Yeah, Lord.
That's where the Lord Jesus came. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He came in there, in that place, by the mercy seat. Amen. To provide for us a way to approach unto God by the blood that had been shed on our behalf. And so now, amen, we had a way to approach unto God. Amen. Now, amen, there was a way made whereby we might have access. Listen. And so the writer in Hebrews began to pick it up. Hallelujah. Amen. As he looked at what God had done. Amen. Nobody was bold enough to go into the Holy of Holies. Nobody could do it on their own. Nobody could go in that place. But the writer, after he laid out what God had already done, he said, having therefore, brethren, boldness. Can you say amen? To enter in. Can you say amen? Listen. Amen. The same writer in the book of Hebrews, amen, told us in the fourth chapter to come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. That we might obtain help in the time of trouble. Can you say amen? Well, listen, you can't come boldly if you don't have no boldness.
Come on.
Can you say amen?
Yes, Lord.
Say your name. You can't come boldly if you don't have no boldness. Amen. How is it that we're going to get to God? Amen. I heard Paul say, amen, therefore. Amen. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. We have, amen, peace with God. Therefore, we have a place in God. Amen. To the grace wherein we stand. And what is it? It is the faith that is of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, you gotta believe what God has already done. How you gonna have boldness? Amen. Well, you gonna look and see who made a way for you. You're gonna look and see who the door in your behalf. You're going to look and see that if it had not been for the Lord that loved you like he loved you, you would have no access. But because he did, and you see what he did, he tells us in chapter number 10, having therefore boldness. Can you say what is it? I believe God. I believe he's able to do what I need him to do. I believe he's helped in the time of my trouble. I believe he's more than enough to supply all of my needs. I believe it because I have access.
Yes. Amen. Yes. can't come boldly.
Yes, God.
Amen, praise God. If you don't have boldness, can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
And so then, praise God, in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews, he tells us to come boldly. Amen, praise God. Why? I'm not afraid, amen, to enter into the place where their mercy seat is. Come boldly. Why? Because I know God has already made a way for me.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't have to have fear, because God has established, amen, for me a way of access. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. It's important to me to know I have access, because the devil gonna tell you you can't get to where you need to be. The devil gonna tell you you ain't got no access. The enemy gonna tell you forget about it. There ain't no way. Can you say amen? But God has already made a way out of no way. And amen. And no, hallelujah, circumstance may arise in my life, I'm not afraid. I'm bold. Can you say amen? Anybody know that God is on your side? Amen. On tonight, anybody bold enough to let the devil know I'm gonna praise my God anyhow? It don't matter about the election, because I am the election.
Yes,
amen. Right. I am, amen, chosen by God. I ain't gotta worry about no tomorrow, because the God that loved me holds me in the hollow of his hand. Tell your neighbor, I can have what I need when I need it. That we have as the redeemed of the Lord is to have a God that we can get to anytime we need him. We can get to him anytime we need to call on him. How many know he's not a God afar off, but he is a God that is near? Amen. So if anybody got any trouble, you got access. Amen. If anybody got any problem, let me tell you, amen, that this access that you have, amen, from God, nobody, no demon, nobody can keep you from, amen, the Lord that created you. I heard John, the writer in Revelation, say the Spirit and the bride say, come, and he that heareth, come. Can you say amen? Whoever, amen, desires the water of the life, let it come. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you make up your mind to go to God with your problem, the devil can't stop you. If you make up your mind, you can get up and get in your Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. And tell that devil, I'm on my way to get what I need from the Lord. I'm on my way to receive of him a blessing, because I know
a special pass, already got access. I don't need to fall ahead, already got access. I don't need a special appointment, already got access. Anybody use your access?
Amen.
connection. Amen. In my spirit, to God, Him Himself, and because I'm connected, amen, to God, I ain't got to worry. Amen. He know everything that's going on in my life. He know when the enemy trying to bind my spirit, so I can't give Him the glory. But you know what? Because I got access, I'll go around. I'll go over. I'll go through the enemy. Amen. Why? Because I can get to my God. And when I get to Him, amen, I know He's able to make everything all right. The God I serve is able to do exceedingly. I saw it on the cross. Amen, God. He is able. I'm leaving you. But God's way is not like our way. We got to have faith. Can you say amen? But God, amen, don't operate like we operate. Amen. Praise our God. We got to trust God. Amen. We got to have confidence in Him. And the faith that we have, amen, is about substance of things. Amen. Praise God. That are not seen. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. It's about substance and evidence. Amen. So we got to believe that God is able. Can you say amen? But God don't put His faith in nobody else. Can you say amen? Why? Because He's God all by Himself. And He's able to do everything all by Himself. He don't lean on nobody. He don't wait on nobody. He don't wait to have counsel and instruction from anybody. He asked Abraham, amen, is it anything too hard for me? And amen. And God Himself answered, I don't know anything that's too hard. So God, amen, He just works by His power. But we have access to that by faith. And if we believe in the power of God, we can tap into that resource and have that power in our own life. Yes, I can. Can you say amen? It's more than a campaign slogan from Mr. Obama. Amen. But yes, we can. Amen. Is affirmation to the people of God that if we put God in the place where He's supposed to be, if we worship and give Him the glory, if we trust into Him, if we wait on Him, if we lean on Him, He will give us access.
But if I don't just say, go away.
Come on.
See, if you don't know you got access,
yes,
you might and go away. But what does God tell us? He tells us to not keep on. If you keep on knocking, it all.
Yes, Lord.
He doesn't tell us just to look and walk away.
Come on.
But He tells us to keep on seeking.
Come on.
Amen. Praise God. Because if you keep on seeking, you're going to find what you want.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why? Because you have access.
Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. He tells us to ask. So don't ask and walk away.
Jesus.
Keep on asking.
Yes.
Stay there in front of God.
Yes, Lord.
Keep asking.
Yes.
Because you have access.
Amen.
Can you say that? You got to believe that you can get close to God. You have to believe that God will hear your prayer.
Yes.
You have to believe that God will hear your prayer. Yes. Why?
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes. 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 Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. All from using this entryway into what you need.
Come on.
It's through Him, through His blood, that you have access to peace. You have access to joy. You have access to thought. Every, amen, praise God, natural need that you might have me, God. You have access to receive it through the Lord. Because you have access, God said, don't worry about that.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
And if you didn't have access, you wouldn't have occasion to worry. But because you got access, amen, you don't have to worry about nothing. Whatever you need, God already got it. Whatever you need, God already got it. Amen. What does God want? He wants you to know that you've got access. Use your faith. Come to Him. Amen. Trust in Him and see what He meets. What your need is. Access to God.
Jesus
means peace.
Amen.
Access to God means joy.
Jesus.
Access to God means my provisions.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Are met.
Jesus.
And as I told you in the beginning, provision without access is no provision.
All right. That's right.
So God can have everything there lined up for you. But if you don't have access, it's not going to do you any good at all.
My God.
Because God is a good Father and a faithful Father.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. He will not put everything there that we need and not provide for us a way to receive.
That's right.
Amen. Say that the goodness is
we